Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy. Welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stand to the top. Where you lick the bottle? I'm down for the buck. Taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, misconstrued. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little headlight is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes after this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, what's going on, you guys and girls? This is Nikki Barbs, your host of the evening of All Barbs Radio. We definitely have the lovely, lovely Southern Belle co-host, our Angel Love Sweet, Miss Boss Barbs. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing wonderful. The last day for the holiday, you know, I'm all good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Exactly, like you said, the last day before the holiday, so I'm getting ready to cook it out with the friends and family, so I'm definitely excited about that. How was your week?
Oh, wow, it's just been a week. I'm just looking forward to having tomorrow off. I wish I was coming up there to eat some of Grandma's food, but there'll be another day.
Oh, that's
I love
right.
Your grandmother's fried chicken.
Shout out to my grandma and the fried chicken.
Yes. Listeners, her grandmother cooks, like, the best fried chicken. And Nikki can tell you, I'm really, like, particular about my food, but I was, like, tearing up her grandmother's fried chicken when I was up in New York hanging out with her and the fam. So shout out to Grandma.
She's actually down in the DMV area right now, holding it down in VA. So, so I won't be having, I got to do the fried chicken on my own, you know, But definitely. Shout out to also Brooklyn Black, you know. Although he's not with us, you know, physically here, his presence is still being felt. So thank you, Brooklyn Black, for all that you do, and definitely your family is definitely in my prayers and Angel's prayers as well. And, you know, can't wait to hear from you. So if you are tuning in, Brooklyn Black, and you did want to make a stop through or whatever, just hit me up, let me know, and I'll see if we can get you on the line. Definitely, too, want to shout out to Roxy Blue. Definitely, again, I always have to shout her out because her music is the one that plays in the beginning of the song, of the show, rather, I'm sorry. And the name of the song is called My Show, so just letting everybody know who that was. And I think she's in the building, too, as well. So shout-out to you, Roxy Blue. Shout-out to you. So Is it? I see that we have a new Barb's member. So shout out to you. I definitely am following back, and I definitely am listing you. Forgot their name off the top of my head, but shout out to the new Barb's. The new Barb's. Love it. Definitely a family. If you do want to hit up the movement, make sure you hit up me or at Angel Love Sweet. So shout out to her, and I'll definitely go in and promo her as well so that everybody can be aware of the new Barb's.
I love it too.
So also, I don't know if anybody had hit you up about anything, you know, as far as any events that you want to talk about, because you definitely, you know, could share that.
Okay. Indeed, they have. So I have a few, and then I have a few shout-outs, and then, you know, I'm just eager to see. You know, I always love the topics. You know, I try not to ask you what they are because I love when you surprise me. You know, it's just real natural when we go all in, like, off of GP. But first, I want to just mention some events that we were brought aware of during the week. The first one is presented by CEO High Life. It's called Elevate Fridays at Cream Ultra, and it's actually hosted by the NBA star Raymond Felton. It's going to be on July 6th in Atlanta. So if you would like tickets, just hit up again at CEO _ High Life. Also in the DMV area, you know, I always love to support where I'm from, at Shoot 1031 is performing at Empire Nightclub in VA. The tickets are $12. So if you're in the VA area and you're from the DMV, just go support him. Again, it's at Shoot 1031. Also in Atlanta, at Image _NME. Ladies, if you want to get your hair done, I know Nikki mentioned that last show. We just want to reiterate it because she's one of our CEOs. You know, hair up. She has awesome prices. Nikki has seen her work, and Nikki's hair is always fly. So if Nikki says she does great work, I'm all for it. So hit her up if you want to get your hair done. Also, in September, myself and Nikki will be sponsoring an event, a networking / showcase event in the DMV area. So if you want to get more information or if you're an artist from the DMV area, you would like to perform, make sure you DM me to get on my guest list. Also, in October, AMP Promotions will be having a Business to Black affair hosted by, of course, my lovely Nikki. She don't know she's going to be working, but she's going to be working.
Oh, shoot. So you're talking about Nikki Bob.
Okay. Nikki Bob. It's live music. It's going to be food and drink. So it's open to all artists and businesses in the DMV area. So if you would like a ticket, please hit me up via DM or email. Also, if any artists who are serious about getting their music heard, please hit up at How's Your Head Game and get on the All Bars mixtape. Slots are filling up really fast, and she really needs to get this done so she can get this, you know, taken care of so we can get you heard. Also, it has been brought to my attention, you know, All Bars is about supporting females and showing our support. At Gorgeously Bad, which is at _ Gorgeously Bad, is auditioning to be a host for 106 in part. So if you're familiar with her or not, just hit her up via Twitter at _ Gorgeously Bad. Let her know that you support her and wish her good luck. Then I just got a few shout outs, and I'm going to let Nikki rock the mic. I just want to shout out at Goya _, at CEO _ High Life, of course, our own Brooklyn Black. Extreme _ J Money, Prince of the City, Breck NU Music, 495 _ Hood Star, I Am Keisha Wan, A1 _ Yo BBO, Body More Sun at one of our favorites, Inked Up Push Down, Fuck What You Think at Young Chloride, at Fuck Your Cooch Bitch, and at Man First Artist Second. I shout out those people out today particularly because they've been showing us a lot of love for the last past couple of days, like supporting us with retweets and, you know, tweets and things of that nature.
Yes.
So we just appreciate you guys for getting that message out that we're going to be on today. And again, you know, to our listeners, the more you support us, the more we support you. We're all about networking. So, you know where to find me at. I am Boss Barbs, a.k.a. Angel Love Tweets. Hit me out via Twitter. And our beautiful host, Nikki, is about to rock it out tonight.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, thank you, Boss Barbs, with all the updates that's going on in your area and my area. thank you for definitely shouting out all the people that sent you things to mention as far as what's going on where they are. I'm definitely waiting to hear about some more parties that's going on in New York area. So all you people in New York, hit me up so I can figure out what the hell I'm going to do this weekend, because I definitely want to do something. As well as I do have some shout-outs that I would like to give. I want to start by saying I want to definitely shout out to you, Boss Vibes. I definitely do want to shout you out. I also want to shout out my fam, Big Boy Management, you know, D. Dave. I want to shout out Luke Vegas. I want to shout out Mo Butter, The Silence of Lab, LP, The Next Mogul. I definitely do want to shout out, you know, like you said, like, just taking back to Twitter, Rain Poetry. Definitely want to shout out Rain Poetry. If I don't know who she is, you definitely know by the time I'm done with you. Definitely going to know who she is. She's a poet. She goes in on that sexual erotica. She will have your dick hard and your pussy so wet by the time you are done. By the time she's finished reading just a simple poem. And it's cool. She's cool. And definitely going to pay her some love. Show her some love. Like, Monday through Friday on the B-Real and Rain show. I tweet it all the time. And I still be in Ethan, but definitely going into Twitter, you know, I like to go to Twitter, tweet. So one of the hashtags, something that was trending today on that came across my timeline was basically a lot of people were shouting out their future husbands, their future kids, and all that other extra stuff. But I actually kind of made up my own, and I'm calling today Taste It Tuesdays, and I say that because I see a lot of people always trending the Titty Tuesdays, but for those, you know, who don't have titties like that, you know, but it's hard for them to kind of get involved and, you know, proudly tweet that when they don't have that much. So I always feel like, you know, Taste It Tuesdays could go for the people that have little titties and big titties. It's all about the kitty. We're focusing on that area, so Taste It Tuesdays today. Shout out to that. A lot of people or retweeting it, and just always going back to, like, that's the shit that I don't like. Now, that's the shit that I don't like. If I had to go in on that, I would just say that the shit that I don't like is petty people, petty shit. Like, if you're going to be mad at me because I know you don't like the color red, and there's a red Starburst that came up in the pack, and I'm getting ready to give it to you, and you're looking at me with the evil eye like, bitch, you know I don't like red. Like, that's the shit that I don't like. Just take it. It's candy. Anything petty, anything that's non-serious, like, that's just the shit that I don't like. Now, I don't know if you want to elaborate on that trending topic, Boss Vibes, about some of the things that you don't like.
I definitely do. I do want to mention one more of our favorite. Shout outs to S and Spartan. I do know that he said he will not be listening tonight, but we always got mad love for you. So shout outs to you. The shit, that's that shit I don't like. I ultimately hate when I get hit up on Twitter on, like, some business, and I'm like, okay, DM me your information. And the first thing a thirsty-ass nigga does is, like, yo, mom trying to get to know you. Cut it off. Like, cut it off. Have your intentions right when you first come at me. I'm pretty sure Nikki gets the same issues all the time. If we're dealing with business, let it be done by business, because that's all you're getting from us is business. Yes, not to say we don't know that we're very attractive. I mean, but still, like, when you're in the arena of business, let's keep it cute and keep it conducted as wise, because you might lose out on a great opportunity. Dealing with myself, I can't speak for Nikki, but dealing with me,
oh,
so that's that shit I don't like.
You should know that already, because I go off. Those are things, that's something that I hate. So that was on another note. Those are things that I hate. You know, I try not to put people on blast. That's why I try not to bring that up. But they know who they are, the thirsty people. We are trying to help you out. Like, we understand that, you know, you might be feeling the tweets, feeling the pics and stuff. That's cool. Like, me and Angel, we're a good pair. But at the end of the day, business is business. If I don't come at you like, so how you doing? Don't come at me, so how you doing? Because I'm fine. I'm okay. When you don't see me tweeting, that's how you need to pay attention and be like, is she good for today? Because she's not online. But other than that, we're fine, we're good, and definitely this is a business. We do not cross the two, so you can try, but you'll be really, really, really failing. I just want to get into one caller really quickly because I know you have a scheduled interview or you have something. You know, it's your segment of the show on Tuesdays. But last four digits of the number is, I believe, is 6262. Last four digits is 6262. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs. Do you hear anybody, bro? No, no.
I don't.
Okay.
Maybe scare them away. Maybe they'll come back.
You and Black kill me when y'all say that. Okay, well, next number is 0419. 0419. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barnes, and Angela Street.
Hey, it's the Prince, bitch. What's up, mama?
Hey, what's going on? Oh, you just feeding me. How you doing? What's going on?
What's going on? I appreciate y'all shouting me out and all that good shit, man. I stay tuning in to y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. And definitely, of course, we shout y'all because you support us. And that's what we, and that's what we do it because of people like you who are loyal and tuned in. And, you know, just keep them on all day. Thank you so much.
Yeah, whole time I'm talking about that shit I don't like is motherfuckers who love support but don't like giving support. That's some hypocrite ass shit to me, man. They need to keep that shit all the way now, Billy. You hear me?
Definitely for that shit. And if you didn't know, say your Twitter name one more time and then say what you don't like again, because I think we all can relate to that, because I don't like it either.
I'm that Prince of the City, man. I'm having this pool party July 28th, man. I represent Sway Mafia. Stands for Simply We Ain't Y'all, because swag just ain't enough to explain my wrong sway. You hear me? Everything sway over here. But Prince of the City, man, follow me, Joe.
Yes, definitely. Is there anything you'd like to say to the Prince? To the Prince?
Hi, Prince of the City. This is Andrew Love Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing, Miss Boss Barbs?
I'm good. I just want to say thank you for your support, for supporting me and Nikki, and I will get back to you with the information that you DM me today about the movements or whatever the case may be. But just let us know about that event, and me and Nikki will definitely shout that out for you and let people know about your party.
No question.
Let's work. Let me know about anything, man. I come out and support, bring the whole movement out, man.
That's what it is. So definitely you. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep rocking out with us because you know I'm a crazy ass and you're talking about a whole bunch of stuff. I might need you to call back to elaborate on something. So just rock out with us. We have an interesting show. And thank you again for your support.
No question. You got my support. Y'all keep it. Now, Billy, ma.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
boys. So, are you ready to get
yeah.
this show rocking?
Yes, my first interview, Brace Yourself, is with the all-famous Nikki Barbs herself. Round of applause.
Wait a minute. Because you're going to interview me today? That's cool. I didn't expect this, and you know what? It's cool. It's funny because my wonder, I'm asking you, so who we got on deck today? And you're just like, we got so many special people. Thank you so much. Well, I'm definitely surprised, and I'm definitely ready to get into this interview. So leave the floor.
Okay, I just want to say that, you know, with this interview, this is really important because I feel like that the listeners need to know the nit and the gritty of who we are. So my first interview is with you because, you know, this is your show, you're the host, and it's just only right. So my first question is, I want you to tell the listeners where you're from.
For all my listeners out there, this is definitely I House Your High Game, a.k.a. Nikki Barnes, and I'm from the Bronx, New York. So the Bronx, stand up. I'm definitely in the building holding it down for you guys. So, yes, the Bronx, New York.
Also, for our listeners who may not know, Nikki dances. So I would like for Nikki Barb to elaborate a little bit about her dancing history, the school that she got accredited from, the academy, and just letting them know that you, you know, have many faces other than being a radio host.
This is so funny. Oh, my gosh, you're bringing it back. Yes, I am a dancer, not a stripper, you guys. Like, everybody's eyes lit up like, ooh. I'm a dancer. I study many different genres of dance, dance, ballet, jazz, modern. I've done it all, ballet, everything. And I went to a couple of famous schools out in New York City when I first started at the age of 3. And I took the Mommy and Me classes. I definitely went to, what is the name of the school? Yes, CNTC. That's located, I believe, like on Allison Avenue, if anybody's listening from the Bronx, but they're definitely a great school. I started off with the Mommy and Me. And then I graduated and went to Harlem School of Arts, and that's located in Harlem, New York. And then I actually got my biggest, like, gig. And then I went to Avenue, and that's, like, one of the most prestigious schools that are dancing schools that is in New York City, and I was there. And from then, you know, I mean, the dancers just didn't stop from there. So anybody who knows me and they go, have went out with me before, y'all know I get it the fuck in. I like to have fun. I like to shake a tail feather, pop block it, and drop it. I love it. So definitely am a dancer. So if y'all need me in our next video, hit me up. I got the moves like Jagger.
Exactly. Which leads me into the next thing. You did mention for a split second about Big Boy Management. I would like for you to elaborate about your role in Big Boy Management and how you helped artists and some of the showcases that you have actually hosted and judged in.
Yeah, so definitely first and foremost, I love Big Boy Management. Big Boy Management is like my foundation. If anybody knows me, they know I'm a loyal person, and they know this the most, because if it wasn't for Big Boy Management, I wouldn't even be on the radio right now. Like, I would probably be looking for somebody else's show to tune in and support. Seriously. And what Big Boy Management is, it's a management company that has been created from an A&R of Motown Universal, which is LP. Large Politics. Man, this dude, like, he first discovered me, because a lot of y'all don't know as well, too. I've been out there. I've actually was an extra on many different TV shows that you guys have probably watched. And I ran into LP on the set of a TV series called The Jump Off, which featured South P, Jimmy Martinez. And like I said again, I'm from the Bronx, New York. So if you're familiar with the New York stations, like Channel 2, CBS News, it would come on. And he just kept saying, like, man, like, who is this girl? And I was just an extra. Like, who is this girl walking around the set, like, talking and networking? And, you know, who is this girl? And nobody could really tell him who I was exactly. It was like, I think she's an extra. I think she's a part of the crew. And he finally took the time to come over to me and ask me himself who I was. And we started talking, and then from there, he loved me automatically and started working for him. And I came into that position, into that company as a COO, and which is Chief Operations Officer. So all daily tasks and everything had to be ran through me. I used to run a staff of, like, dudes, and this is me running a staff of dudes, and it was not easy at all, like, really not easy at all. And, you know, shout out to them, to Maine, to Cartier, to you know, to Z-Money. We all worked together. What we did was we paid attention to unsigned independent artists, and we tried to help out with artist development. Meaning, you know, if you guys are out here doing what you're doing and you're trying to get heard, you know, there's things such as showcases, open mics, and what we did was we made that available for everyone to attend to get in the loop. We had Money Making Mondays, which we held each first Monday of the month in Sapphire Lounge in the heart of the city. And we used to be, man, we did that for like 2 or 3 years straight, killed it, had everybody come out. We had flyers for each Monday. We had a lot of people come out from all over the world to support, and we had lots of prizes, down to video production packages that you could win, down to having your shit DigiWax blast to over 70,000 other people in the world that's trying to get at people. You know, whether we were taking you from New York to bring you to another showcase out in the DMV area, we would do that. Well, we just help artists development, get their stuff together, get them out there, get them heard. And I'm definitely so down with Big Wing Management. And I was waiting for LP actually to send me. They're actually having a 4th of July party tomorrow that he was telling me about. But when he gives me that information, I'll definitely let you know. But Big Wing Management, it's a management company. You guys could Google them, YouTube them, find out more. And that's Big Boy with 2 G's, so it's BIGGBOY Management, if you want to abbreviate it or spell it out. Y'all be lazy. And that's Big Boy Management.
Wonderful. And my last question for you is, in 5 years from now, where do you see your career?
Oh, in 5 years, I definitely plan to be not in New York. I definitely plan to be successful at everything that I'm doing now and just be more out there and more, you know, just have everything tightened up and be the best radio personality y'all niggas could even ask for and just be the new face that you guys tune in and listen to and rock out with. In 5 years, you know, I'm just rocking out with this path that I'm walking on now as far as everything media. So that's the path I want to stick in, and that's what works for me. And I've been, you know, blessed with just all the opportunities and all the things I have come my way throughout this journey. So in 5 years, I just know that we're going to have a Barb's mansion in 5 years that we'll be running a whole bunch of stuff out of, that much I can tell you in 5 years.
Exactly. Thank you so much. It's just, you know, really important for our listeners to know that we live this, we breathe this. You know, they don't really pretty much know about us except for what they see us tweet, because we're really not that open as far as our personal life is concerned, you know. So today, for my first interview, I just wanted to get a little personal and let our listeners know, like, this is what we do, you know. Like, we've been in the industry, regardless of what side of the industry, for a very long time. Like, with you, nigga, you've been dealing with artists, you've been dealing with, you know, hand-in-hand with different DJs and producers and things of that nature for a very long time, you know. Whereas, though, me, I've been in the modeling thing. I've been in commercials. I've dealt with, you know, companies and dealt with learning how to run things. I've dealt with promoting, you know. So this is what we do. Like, this is what we live and we breathe. And it's very important for people to know that this is real for us, and that's why we try our best to do it at 100%, because it is what it is, and nothing is nothing that can't be replaced. Like, this is something we love to do. So, again, my first interview for tonight on All Bumps Radio went out to Nikki Barr. So, shout out to At How's Your Head Game. If you don't know, now you know. You heard it first with At Angel Love Sweet on All Bumps Radio.
Oh, I'm just so, I'm smiling so hard. Like, it's just, you know, that's cool. Like, I've been interviewed before, but not on my own damn show. So that was, shout out to you, and thank you for letting me, you know, even get a chance to even open up and let a lot of people know, you know, a little bit more about me, because you're right, this is something that I can't sometimes put into 100 and 140 characters, but definitely, I am who I am. I'm a very, very business savvy, chill person. It is what it is. And like you said, you heard it first on All Barb's Radio by Angel Love Tweet. So definitely thank you. I definitely want to get into this track, though, that somebody's been chilling and dying for me to play. And that is, it's a track from somebody from, I believe, Baltimore. But the name of the artist is Body Morrison. So
all right. Shout out to my boy.
Oh, that's your boy. Okay, so shout out to the boy. We're gonna get into his track right now. And you're definitely rocking out with me, your girl, Nikki Barb, and the beautiful, lovely Southern Belle co-host at Angel Love Sweet on All Barb's Radio. Make sure you hit us up, 347-857-4302. We're about to get into this track. DJ, what it do?
case. I'm on to those. I should be on the globe. I had sit downs with record execs, offering checks to sponsor dough, and never heard nothing back, man. Forget connecting the dots. I'm trying to cobble up the block like Pac-Man. They threw the battery pack on my back, man. A pack in my left hand, a gat in my lap, man. They go a fat stack if you act whack, man. But I smashed that plan and I gave it back, man. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. There really ain't nothing left to say, dog, except that it's my time. So I rhyme with my behind. Been taking my time. And my rhymes have got to be the greatest of my time. In my mind, they hate to see a brother get my shine. And my kind, stay on the grind and tell the sun up. Been feeling peaceful lately, but please, brother, don't run up. In the mornings, I gotta see my wife and son up. To see their face every day, I blaze and keep the gun up. But that's a different story, whole type another situation. Let's flip the script to the dilemma that this brother facing. Fighting with the fact that I might never be on. I know dudes ain't getting deals, never tight without bond. It ain't hate, cause I don't feel they got a right to belong. In the same light as me, that's why I'm writing this song. I'm reciting it, my pen days, I'm slightly beyond. Right or wrong, I know the game ain't gon' like when I'm gone. But I'm gone, cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Yeah, this is the Baltimore Sun, man. And I say all that to say this. Don't forget where you came from, man. You got plenty of dudes out here inking deals, and they lose sight of realities. They lose sight of the people that was down with them in the trenches, you know? New friends, new ends, new shows. But when the money gone, the people man, gone too, you know? Then you're going to come back to those people that was once down. Around, man. But those familiar faces going to turn around. They only want you while you high, baby.
That's the truth, man.
Please believe me.
I see it happen so many times.
Because a dude don't got a deal. Don't make him the real deal.
Yes, you're definitely back live with me, Nikki Barbs, on All Barbs Radio, and my road is org, the Southern Belle at Angel Love Tweets. What up, boo?
Hey.
That was definitely Body Morrison. I love that shit. Every now and then, I like me some hardcore, you know what I'm saying, real, get into your mental type lyrics. And, I definitely fucks with that track. What you thought about that?
You already know how I do. DMV all day, stand up. I did not know you were doing that today. I wasn't prepared. But big pops to Body Morrison. I'm trying to get him on to the showcase that we're going to be involved in. And, you know, hopefully he comes through or whatever the case may be. Just keep doing your thing for the DMV bosses. Keep doing your thing. I loved it.
Most definitely. I definitely do. We have a caller on the line as well. Definitely want to get into that caller. Last four digits is 2814. 214. You are live on air with Nikki Bars.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Courtney.
Hey, Courtney. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling. Well, I personally want to thank you for allowing me to actually say what I'm about to say. I'm coming from the DMV, too.
Hey,
and,
DMV.
And I actually want to put on a group of friends of mine who are actually doing their thing out here, Sway Mafia. CEO is Marty Boy. You can follow him at Prince of the City, PRINCEUVDA City. And I just want to put a little info out here. We're having a little pool party in Capitol Heights, Maryland. It's July 28th, so y'all can come through. You can DM him or myself, and it's the Kid Cordy B. You know, just putting this out there, so.
Thank you so much. And, well, this is, if you didn't know who you were talking to right now, this is me, Nikki Barb, and I'm holding it down for the New York area. But my lovely co-host, who is from the DMV area, she's definitely, and I appreciate you because I definitely want to hit up a pool party before this summer is out. Like, and I wish I would have known about your party, like, two or three days ago because I definitely would have been out there with a Dragon Angel with me to come to your event. Like, so for everybody that is tuning in, because we definitely have a lot of listeners that are from the DMV area, so you heard it from her, and I have all the information as well, so I'll definitely be tweeting it and shouting it out again before I do get off air. So thank you, and I hope you guys have fucking fun.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling for All Hours Radio. So if you definitely do want to give a shout out, you definitely can.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. So Sway Mafia, we out here doing our thing. So thank you.
You're welcome, Mamas.
All right.
All right. So I think it's time for you to get ready for your next interview, though. So are you ready for that?
I am. I hope he's ready.
So
is
he already
online?
Yeah, he's here. So what you can do is, You can basically introduce him, and I guess then we'll hear from him in a few seconds. So,
okay, this is All Barb's Radio with the host Nikki Barb's and myself, her Southern Belle, Boss Barb's, and we are bringing on nephew Ray Ray, which is AKA at Ray Ray WB. Are you there?
Yeah. What's happening?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry, I'm a little late. My bad. You know, I had to take some business real quick.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. So, all those who do not know you, can you let us know who you are and what it is that you do?
I'm nephew Ray Ray, aka Ray Ray. you can follow me on Twitter at Ray Ray WB. Pete Sailor, slowly for the ones that understand. Ray Ray WB, no space, nothing like that. But, you know, I'm a businessman, you know. I take care of my group, you know, I do my part of my group. We all do our thing. It's worldwide entertainment, you already know. And I'm more of a, I'm an artist and / promoter, producer, you know. Yeah.
Most definitely. So like he said, that he's an artist and a promoter for Worldwide Entertainment, and they are from Jacksonville, Florida. So big up to Florida. We always love the South. So just tell the people a little bit about the group and where we can find your music at.
Well, you got my main man, LT Quick. You can find him on Twitter, too, at LT Quick. You know, and you got my homeboy, my big bro, Duval Dizzy, at Duval Dizzy. And sure, you can find us on Twitter. Go out and go to John Brown on Twitter. And then look up Worldwide P, GameSpot, or Ball. That's when you got us.
How long have you guys been a group?
We've been a group for like a good I can say about a good 2 years now. You know, we've been making it. We just, you know, we were more like, it took us a while just to get where we were at. You feel me? We had dedication, motivation, and, you know, we just had to work at it. We had to make moves, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And what can my listeners look forward to from you guys? Do you have any new projects coming out?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're trying to push it by making 2 mixtapes right now. You know, we got the group mixtape, and we got one, you know, Dizzy Duval, he trying to make his own mixtape right now. He got some of the hottest dudes in Florida right now, you know, jumping on his jump. So, you know, we trying to promote that. I'm trying to push that out. You know, you feel me? It's called Feel My Hustle, you feel me? That's the name of the title of the album.
Wonderful. Nikki, you have any questions for him for tonight? She must have stepped out to take care of some business. But I thank you for calling in. And for all those who do not know, that was at Ray Ray WB. He is one of our best supporters. He always is saying hi, tweeting us. So follow him again at Ray Ray WB. And we look forward to getting some of your songs played on our show on Thursday.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you. You know, I follow both y'all girls 100. You know, I'm always live, hitting y'all up. You know, fucking with y'all doing your thing, you feel me? You know, fucking with the followers too, you know, everybody, AP count, you feel me? Fucking with y'all boys, you know? So, our bars, you already know. You ain't following us, fuck you. See shit.
Exactly. Right? Well, thank you, Jay, for calling in, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Love you.
Bye. So definitely, I'm going to see if the DJ can play another song while myself and Nikki go pay some bills. So, DJ, play us another track, please.
I hit the club, throwing dollar bills. Hit me with the goose, got me going and feeling chill. I'm smoking on that kill, I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel. Oh yeah, I'm feeling fresh, stand back and watch me touch. My swagger right solid, what I rain up in the blood. I'm smoking on that kill, I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel. Step up in the club, niggas hating, hoes digging. Got a nigga lady on the nigga lady jigging. Have a pussy popping, sipping Remy while she strip. Then take her to the spot, then her over 3 points, then suicide go. I call it kamikaze, diamond steady flash. Net like paparazzi, cool doing Pilates. The roof is stretching, bend back, bitch still got his juice. I'm the truth, nigga straight back. I do what the fuck I want, I do what I feel. You do what you can, can't respect it, that ain't real. I stunt, shine, ball, Kobe, Jordan, Pippin, Rose, cinematic swag, take a picture, stop, pose. I hit the club, throwing dollar bills. Hit me with the goose, got me going and feeling chill. I'm smoking on that kill, I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel. Oh yeah, I'm feeling fresh, stand back and watch me touch. I'm swagger right, solid, what I rain up in the blood. I'm smoking on that kill, I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel. On the main track, they watch the other niggas better up. I did not get out the park and go and turn the pressure up. Watch me see the click, we move just like the mafia. Close cast, black setting, but we Jimmy Hoffa. And it's awful, huh? I'm dealing with the wordplay, Jet Li kicking it. You can call me Sensei, bitch, press up in the booth. Can't array the bar, no need an introduction, baby, they know who we are. Got a couple styles, sitting in my Louis backpack. Atlanta Falcon fitted, but the chopper got a snapback. Cadillac is flatback, mismatch, rim, click, clack, bim, Leah with mismatch, limp. I hit the club, throwing dollar bills, hit me with the goose, got me going and feeling cheap.
I'm smoking on that kill. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind. You ain't feeling how I feel. Oh, yeah, I'm feeling fresh. Stand back and watch me cut. I'm swagger right started with Irene up in the blood. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind. You ain't feeling how I feel. I don't want to be. I just like to borrow. Ain't no need to whine, bro. I give her back tomorrow. Post it with a model. Yellow bone, red bone, dark skin, thick skin, caramel skin. So I don't see it and I want it. Fuck it, I'ma spin it. No limits on my pockets. All the cars is kitty. Rats and rubber bands. All about the YOLO. Paint your finger blizzard, but there isn't racing cola. Standing on the bar. Pouring liquor in the crowd. Now a nigga LOL laughing on the loud. By this tragic staring, I'd rather have the Molly. 15 steady beat, steady kicking, no karate. I hit the club, throwing dollar bills. Hit me with the goose, got me going and feeling chill. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind, you ain't feeling how I feel. Oh yeah, I'm feeling fresh. Stand back and watch me cut. I'm swagger right started with Irene up in the blood. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm smoking on that kill. I'm rolling out my mind. You ain't feeling how I feel.
Yes, yes, yes. Get definitely back. Rocking out with me, your girl. How's your head game? AKA Nikki Barbs and the lovely co-host at Angel Love Sweets, AKA Boss Barbs. And we're definitely in the building live. So call us up 347-857-4302. Definitely, I think we have another caller. And I think we're the person that we just played their music to. So I'm kind of excited for Baltimore, son. Like, so let's get this next caller on the line. Last four digits is 9761. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs.
What's good? What's good, ladies? It's Baltimore, son. That's how I'm Mr. Shining over negativity.
What's going on?
Nothing. How y'all doing? I appreciate that love, for real.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm fine. You're definitely talking to Nikki Barbs. How's your head game? And, you know, Angel Love Sweets, I'm pretty sure she can tell you how she's doing.
I'm doing great. Nice to put a voice to a tweet. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I appreciate all the love. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Thank you for representing the DMV. We loved your song. Like, I'm just eager to get you down into this showcase.
Yo, I'm definitely with it. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing but a word. All you got to do is let me know. And I'm definitely down with it. I got to salute my homie Brooklyn Black, too, because that's actually one of his favorite songs that y'all play tonight. That's produced by my man Kausen from Germany, so it's got a little international flavor to it.
That was definitely hot shit. I definitely do agree with Angel. You know, that was some dope shit. And me, like I said again, like, I listen to people's music. I give my feedback, but, like, that was something I definitely would want to have in my playlist to rock out to, especially when I'm having, like, a rough morning. I need something to start me up and shit. Definitely put your song on. So, shout out to you. And if you know, if you have any new music that you want to get heard and played on All Bars Radio, is nothing. You already know how to do it. You can hit up Black. You can hit me up or Angel up, and we'll definitely make that happen for you.
I'm going to definitely do that. I truly, truly appreciate it. I truly do.
Aww. You're welcome. Like, I mean, we do this for you, so we want to hear, we want to know just as much as you want to get it out there. So, like I said again, shout out to you, and that song that we played tonight, it was a surprise to me because I was unaware. But when I did hear it, I was like, oh, okay.
That's good. Yeah. I like to hear stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely like feedback from people that don't know me because they don't have no reason to lie to me. You know what I'm saying? So. If I can make people who never heard me before like my stuff, then I'm doing, you know, I'm headed in the right direction.
Love it.
Exactly. Love it. So is there anything that you wanted to say again, voice-wise, before we let the person go? I know you mentioned, you know, what you would like for him to do as far as, you know, your showcase. But
Is there
I'm just glad he's representing for the DMV. You know, we get a lot of love from that area, and, you know, that makes me happy because a lot of the artists out in DMV don't know how to reach out like that. So I'm just looking forward to seeing, you know, a couple of the artists that's going to come out and represent, will be, you know, my guests, rock out on that event. So shout out to him and just keep doing your thing. And you got my support. You already know. You already know how me and Nikki do.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, going back to you, Boss Vibes, I wanted to know because, you know, we definitely do like to touch on topics and whatnot. And one of my topics for tonight, I was just thinking about when it came down to sexualities and, like, you know, Just I want to know, like, you know, are you comfortable with your sexuality? Like, are you comfortable, you know, with what you like and what you got going on in your life?
I'm definitely comfortable. You know, I always say I can appreciate a bad bitch. Oh, that's one of my hashtags that I always hashtag. And I have no problem with telling a female that she's nice looking. I have no problem with saluting, you know, bad bitches because I'm comfortable with my skin. You know, you say my Abby's. I'm pretty much just like you. You know, I'm well aware of my body. I love my small frame. And not for nothing, I embrace it. And I like what I like. So... What about you, Nikki?
Definitely. I am comfortable. I like what I like. And like you said, I definitely give salutes and shout out to a bad bitch any day. You know, I mean, a lot of people will be like, oh, bad bitches. It's like, you know, but it is what it is. If you look good, you know, and if you're comfortable in your skin, like, I'm comfortable as well. Like you said, like, you know, everybody, if you want to bring it to Abby's, y'all all see my Abby's. More people would think that my Aries are crazy. Some people would be like, oh, they're sexy. Or some people would be like, oh, they're right. You know, nothing like nothing I haven't seen before. But I'm very comfortable in my skin. And I'm comfortable. But what I want to know is, you know, if everybody else feels the same way. Because, you know, even when, when I say sexuality, you know, goes into the part of niggas being gay and being comfortable with it and putting it out in the open. Females being lesbians, because I have to stress this enough, like, I hear so many girls talking about they're bisexual and have never even licked a pussy a day in their life, like, never, like, just never, but then they claim that they're about that lifestyle. I want to know, you know, even now when it comes up to the transgender, like, you know, a lot of people will see somebody that was born a man but who happens to cross over into the whole female world, and they would see that, and they would be, like, so freaked out about it. Like, what the fuck is he doing? Why does he have on heels and makeup and stuff? And, you know, I just want to know where everybody stands with that, and how do you feel about the gay community and the transgender community? Like, are you freaked out about it? Are you a homophobe? Like, or, you know, I want to know what's your feedback on those communities per se.
I'm not homophobe at all, but I will say that I'm, as far as, like, my sexual life is concerned, I'm really, like, you know, behind the closed door. So, I mean, to each his own. Whatever you do is whatever you do, but, you know, some things are a little over the top for me. I've been around gay couples who have been cool, you know. It's just, like, the extraly overly flamboyant, you know, gay guys that I can't really be around 24/7 because they agitate me, and not more to say because they're gay, because I've been around a lot of straight people that are loud and obnoxious that irritate me. You know, it is what it is. Just conduct yourself as how you want to be treated. Case and foremost, you know, like, I have relatives that is Mr. and Mr., you know, and a lot of my family don't associate with them because they're loud, you know, and they're, you know, real flamboyant, and the one, he crosses his legs, and he's Miss Fang, you know, and I love them because they're hilarious to me. Like, they make me laugh, you know. My only problem is when I have a problem when they can't cut it off, where, like, guys who are women who dress as women want to play that role fully and come at a woman, you know. So if we're arguing back and forth, but you're a man, respect the fact that you're still a man and don't come at me like you're a female. Because at the end of the day, like me, you were born a man, so your body physique is of a man. Like, those are the things I have a problem with. I hate to see, you know, a transvestite argue with a female and fight a female. You lose all cool points with me, because at the end of the day, I don't care what you turned yourself into. When you are born your first breath, you are a guy, you know. So respect the fact that you're arguing with a female and walk away. And I think some people, they forget that. They forget, you know, that their natural strength is of a man. And they kind of, like, forget about that. But as far as anything else, like, you do what you do. Like, if you love men. Be comfortable with who you are. If you love women, love women. Hey, if you like to dibble and dabble, you know, do whatever it is you do. Just be happy. A lot of people just are so concerned about other views, you know. And to me, I feel like, who are we to say what's right and wrong? No one is perfect, you know, so I'm not going to judge a person's relationship, because what I might do in my relationship may not even be what makes me happy. They might have the best relationship in the whole goddamn world, and they're, you know, bisexual or they're gay, you know, so that's my whole take on that. What about you, Nikki?
I'm definitely going to elaborate on that real quick and get to a caller, but shit, I love me some gay niggas. Ow, I love me some gay niggas, okay? I've just been blessed to be around some of the ones that's not that loud like that or obnoxious, but, like, you know, they're more so, they're too cute. So they're not as loud as the bird-headish, the whole, you know, male, whatever it's going to be. Like, they're just more relaxed, they're cool, they're too posh, so they're not going to be screaming and shit like that. It's out of their character. So I've been blessed to be around a lot of gay men that that are cool, that are upfront, that has told me that, you know, I do have a miss in my family, and they actually have a child, you know, and it's a boy. And, you know, I just always looked at that, you know, as my younger cousin just growing up, like, you know, I know that he knows that, Angie's not a guy, but she looks like a guy. But, I mean, you know, overall, as long as you comfortable with what you got going on and who you are, like, I really don't care, like, because I'm comfortable about mine. But I definitely want to get into this caller. Last four digits of the number is 8, I believe it's, let me see if I can get it. 8169. The last four digits of the number is 8169. You're live on air with Nikki Bars. All right, well, I guess when that person, I don't know, moving on though. But what I wanted to say too was, like, what do you think about this? Like, for instance, now, you know how, like, when it comes out to the whole gay community, you know how, like, a lot of people are bashful, right? Like, you know, a lot of niggas, they be like, oh, I don't want no gay niggas sitting next to me. I don't want, like, a gay nigga not to be my friend because I'm straight, blah, 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 blah. Like, they still say that a lot, or, you know, so hardcore. And, you know, I've known niggas to be gay and to be picked on or to be, you know, always targeted. But I want to know, like, do you think it's fair that the people in our community that are gay, they get tormented, but then you have gay people such as, like, what would be O'Donnell, Clay Aiken, Ellen DeGeneres, that kind of make it look acceptable and cool to be that way because of their status? Do you think that's acceptable, that if you're not a celebrity and you're gay, then if you're gay and you're average, like, you're doing the wrong thing?
Again, you know, this is, like, a really, really sensitive subject, and I love the fact that we're even, like, bringing this on air. I really feel like it just depends on the person, because if you put yourself out there to be discriminated upon, because I know a lot of men who are bisexual or gay, and you would never know. Because they carry themselves, you know, with honor, and they carry themselves as a man, you know. So you would never know their sexual orientation or their sexual preferences. So it depends on those group of people because, I mean, it's unfair, but my view is if you put yourself out there to be discriminated upon, you know, you're going to be loud, you're going to be boisterous, you're going to be extremely flamboyant, you know, you kind of put yourself in the fire. Whereas if you conduct yourself as, you know, even though you're transgendering into a woman, you know, conduct yourself as a lady if that's what you want to be. Just like a straight woman, if a straight woman goes around conducting herself as a bitch, people are going to address you as a bitch. You get what you put out, you know. Everyone has been discriminated upon, you know, African Americans, you got the Jews, you know, and it's just about, you know, what you put out there for yourself. I have no problem with working with a gay guy. I love gay guys. I have no problem with working with gay women. My problem comes with them play the personality differences in that particular person. I've met gay women that I could not completely stand because they had, like, this butch attitude. They wanted to be a nigga. They wanted to run stuff like a nigga. I can't be around those type of people. Now I've been around the boyish type of females who were cool, who were laid back, you know, I can get along with them. It all depends on that person and how they were, their perception of what they're supposed to be. So if they're going to an event, a homosexual event, and they're being bad, not sometimes it's because they're doing something, you know, that makes them a target. Unfortunately, like I said, this topic is very sensitive. So, you know, minority of the ignorance in our society bashes them because they don't understand them. They don't understand, well, how come little Johnny has two mommies, you know, because that those generations haven't been taught that you be true to who you are, and it's up to us to kind of fix that, you know, and accept people like Clay Aiken and, you know, Ellen, and accept them for who they are and for their art that they do so well. So that's my whole spiel on that. What about you?
I definitely do agree. Okay, you know, I live in New York. Like, I have a lot of friends that I like that, you know. I know I have a couple of guy friends that are actually tuning in right now. So, hey, boo, how you doing? And they're wonderful people. Them and their sexuality has nothing to do with them as a person. Like, because this nigga is gay, he's a fucking wonderful friend to me. His gayness doesn't even come in between him being there for me when I need him to be there for me. It doesn't have to do with when I need a shoulder to cry on. He's the first one. And he don't care if my mascara runs on his shirt, Miss Thing. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Because he's here for me, as well as the girls. Now, I done been, judge me if you want to judge me. I really don't give a fuck, but I love to party with the gay people. I always do. And it's just unfortunate that I couldn't go to Pride this year, but I've been to some underground, you know, clubs, and you're right. I love the AGs, but then I don't love them at the same time, because don't think for 1 second that you are a nigga. Like, bitch, when you get your period every fucking month, that should be a reminder to you that you are still a bitch. Okay, so granted, like, there's nothing wrong with role playing. There's nothing wrong with, you know, trying to act that part out, or to really you know, just remember though, like, you are a female. You get your period every month, just like I do. So it doesn't matter if, you know, you feel like you were the parents' relationship, because at the end of the month, bitch, you're reminded as well. So, I mean, you know, and then, yeah, like you said, well, for the guys that basically, you know, come on and act as if, like they overdo it sometimes, because, like, they think that when a girl is girly, like, she's pretty, she's this, she's that. Yeah, it works for us. But when I see, like, a gay guy try to do it, like, it definitely, like, it irks me, because you over here trying to fucking flip your bang, and you have a low-cut season with deep waves. Like, what are you doing? Why? That would aggravate me. You know, like, that would get me to saying something if we was all in the crowd and shit, and I could have been quiet the whole fucking time. But if you do some shit like that, that's going to just irk me, and I'm going to say something because, like, I have to, like, remind you, like, bring you back to reality that, like, you may want to be this so bad, but it's not going to happen, you know? So right now, just chill out because sometimes they make us females look bad, though, like, when they, the way they reenact us, like, oh, no, you didn't. Like, who talks like that?
Exactly.
You know, or like when they try to put together the whole, and don't get it twisted. For all you gay niggas that clean up well, shout out to you that be fucking doing the damn thing with the whole fashion, because I done seen a lot of gay niggas and gay females rock the hell out of the latest fashions that's out. And I'm not talking about like fucking, I'm not talking about like when you go to Jimmy John's or something like that and you get some Aniche, like, no, I'm talking about actual designers and actual like labels. And like, I've seen them take that because of their sexuality. Their sexuality, I guess, helped them embrace the fact that they have on this vintage shirt or that they have on this line from this person. And you know, I'm all for the gay community. I'm all for same sex marriages. If you are happy with one another, who gives a fuck about what's going in your asshole? Like, I don't understand. Like, niggas, like, I really don't understand. Like, they'll be so quick to be like, ew, but, like, it's not your dick that's going in my butt. Like, so why is it freaking you out? Why is it freaking you out? But, you know, Suzelle, I just think that, I had a guy tell me, well, you know, just, you know, like me, Nikki, the men love Nikki, so I'm always amongst y'all. And I listen to y'all talk and, you know, going back down for the niggas that's in jail, because I always used to say, like, how the fuck, like, if you were straight when you was, you know, while you was out in the street, like, how did you end up getting bent over on the fucking top bunk that quick? Like, you know what I mean? And then it's just like, I've been told, like, well, you want to know something? Honestly, I've heard, correct me if I'm wrong, people, that the same sex gives the best head. Like, if you're a girl, like, if another female eats your pussy, it's gonna be way better than if a man eats your pussy. He could be actually good, but because I've heard, like, oh, a female just knows what another female wants, so she knows how to, you know, just go straight for certain areas and points of the pussy. I've heard that, like, you know, men suck dick the best. Like, they're in the running with white girls. So yeah, I don't know, like, maybe I'm wrong, I would hope that I'm wrong. I mean, you know, it's nothing, like I said again, like, do what you do. I could watch, like I told you, one of my biggest turn-ons is watching girl-on-girl porn, right? That's just one of, like, if y'all did not tune in with me and Angel from the very first episode when we shared our secrets, then, yeah, you definitely, we like to watch girl-on-girl porn. You know, we're fucking lesbians or anything like that. It's just something that, you know, gets us going. And, like, I could watch that, and I could sit there and watch it just go at it, but I cannot, I couldn't even watch it for fun, like, on some joke shit. Like, let me see how this shit look. Like, another guy sucking another guy's dick. Like, I just think that it's so weird, though. Just because this nigga is so masculine, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's so fucking masculine. So for him to be on his knees, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, like I said again, it's cool. Do what you do. You know, just, you know, and you want to know something too, but what I want to say to the gay community, you know, you guys have to learn how to be more safe because, you know, the ST rate within your community is very, very, very high. It's very high. You guys are labeled as very promiscuous, you know, and just wrap it up. Like, and that goes for anybody. Safe sex is the best sex, you know? Like, it's definitely the best sex. But just wrap it up because that community, like, you know, the AIDS and all this other shit is spreading just a little bit too rapidly within that community. So, you know, we all love our lives, cherish our lives. So just wrap it up and be safe. But I definitely do also wanted to know. So if you had the chance and opportunity to get there with the same sex, would you do it?
Before I answer that, I do want to mention something. One thing that irritates me with people, like I have a friend who's, me and her really, really close. So shout out to Jessica. She, like, me and her is like best of friends. We're like sisters, and she's gay. And you know, we get undressed in front of each other. Like, this bitch used to lay in my bed, and the most common things by guys who I would date would say, why you letting her lay in your bed? Why is she walking around without no clothes on? Like, dude, clearly she doesn't want you. Clearly I don't want her. Like, it's just so weird to some people that, you know, the two girls can't be walking around the house. And we're roommates, you know, and I don't want to have any clothes on. I'm going to walk around in my fucking house without no clothes on, you know. That really, like, irritates me when guys just assume that because, you know, you have gay friends that, you know, you're gay or that they're interested in you. Everyone has their type, you know, everyone has their type, and just don't make assumptions like that, because that's just one thing that irritates me. And I wanted to kind of comment on the whole same sex with the giving head thing. The girl-on-girl porn, as you know, I'm a fan of it. I don't think I would ever be into watching guy-on-guy porn, because to me, again, my vision of a guy is masculine, breadwinner, macho. And I'm not saying that, you know, guys who are gay can't be those things, but it just would turn me off. And to kind of put a censor on what Nikki said when she said wrap it up, you know, the rate and things like that of the STDs, she's saying in general. She's not saying, like, you know, anyone in particular or any type of, you know, gay area. She means in general, like, you know, statistically it's been shown that community has the highest STD rates. And one thing that kind of irritates me as well is when you have undercover guys who have female relationships, and they also have male relationships, and they're not honest with both sides. You know, I can't get with it. Like, if you like girls, if you like guys, I'm sorry. Like, just please let me know. So give me the respect so that I can make my decision for me. Like, don't just assume that I'm going to be like, oh, okay, because that's disrespectful on my end. Now, back to your question. I have had a girl-on-girl experience. It is what it is, you know. I had a girlfriend for a couple of months. And I don't date girls often because I can't tolerate the mentality of a female, because a lot of guys, people that know me, say I act like my mental is like a guy. So I'm not really like the emotional one. I'm more like the, after we have sex, I want to chill, I want to talk, I don't really want to hug. Like, I'm not that one. I'm not I like the touchy feel, but at the same time, I'm like kind of push offish. So me and, like, you know, girls throwing spasms, I would just be like, the fuck is wrong with you, and would walk away, you know. And it was an experience, but I will say that I love my niggas. You know, I would have a male sexual experience any day before just outright being with a female. But, I mean, for anyone who haven't, that is a female, don't knock something until you tried it. I can say I have had head given to me from a female, and it was okay, you know, but I'm a penetration type person, so I rather have the real thing, you know. And that's just me. Some people are into, you know, the head thing. I'm not. I want to have sex. I want to have sex. I want to feel you. I want to be into it. Like,
I
want to
feel
sex,
you too.
So.
And I always say, if I don't feel it in my stomach, you're not doing your job right. Like, but exactly. I'm sorry. I just have to shout out Rain Poetry. She has me dying right now on Twitter. She said, what's going in your asshole? ? She's too funny. I'm more like you too. Like, I've done. Oh, mess. Like, see, you get me to start talking about my personal shit on the radio, how these niggas hit me up in the DM, like, what happened now? But definitely. I've done experience a female, you know what I'm saying? It was cool for me. Honestly, that I received, that bitch just sucked a nail out of a coffin. God damn. Like, this shit was just really great. Like, really, really, really great. And honestly, like,
I'm not, I would only, you, I would never, you, y'all would never catch me. Like, let me, and this is crazy because I had a little girlfriend. Shout out to her. She knows who she is. And I know Roxy will be dying, cracking up right now if she was on the line because she knows who it is. And shout out to her. I did it, but I can't, that's something I can't see myself, like, you know what I'm saying, walking down the street with, no matter how bad you are, like, that's just not, that's just not, you know, that's just not me. But, like, I love my niggas. Like, penetration, oh, my God, poke me. Open me up. Give it to me. Like, I need that. I need that. I really do. I need that a lot. And, you know, like, we, damn, like, talking about sex, like, you know, we could go on and on for days about this shit. But definitely, if I had to have the same sex, like, it would only just be for fun purposes only, like, ladies, don't be hitting me up about fucking starting a relationship because I don't want
exactly. And let me say, if you're going to flirt with me, ladies, like, I don't really care what repercussions come, please be bad, because I'm not. First of all, if I'm going to have that type of, like, you know, touchy-touchy thing with a female, you have to be a girly female. If I want to be with a nigga, I'm going to be with a nigga. Like, I don't understand, like, females, you know, who be with, like, guy-looking girls. Hey, to each his own. But my opinion, if I want to be with a nigga, I'm going to be with a nigga. Why fake the funk? Why fake the funk, you know? Like, I've never understood that when it came to, like, girl-on-girl relationships. But like Nikki said, hey, I want to feel you. I want to, the whole intimacy thing with a guy, like, you just can't replace that, in my opinion. The whole soul thing and listening to him breathing and feeling his body, like, you can't replace that. You can't have those things with a female. Females are soft. We're cuddly. You know, I need something rock hard. I need something, you know, some strong arms. Like, that's what turns me on, you know. So, that's
yeah,
my whole piece on that.
Definitely have to be, you gotta be pretty. Like, I do have my preferences if I was to deal with a female. Like, you have to look a certain way and be a certain way, but, you know, I definitely do, bringing it back to the homo thugs too, because I didn't see a nigga, like, when I tell you how he was fucking, his damn shit, his chest was busting out of his fucking wife beater. Do you hear me? His fucking jeans was sagging so low, looked like he was packing about a million down there, like, cap it Tim's, one unlaced, you know, just a real thuggish appearance, like, just a thuggish, like, appearance. You know what I'm saying? When I asked this nigga for the time, that was my way of, like, trying to, you know, talk to the nigga. You know, trying to, like, you know, have conversation. When I went through asking this time, do you know he sounded like his voice was squeakier than mine?
Oh, my God. Killing me.
His voice was squeakier than mine. Like, my heart fucking dropped, like, to my foot, because I could not believe, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew he was gay. So it was like, I was like, okay, you know, thank you for the time. And I was just so fucking hurt. Like, damn.
Oh, that's serious. That is hilarious. Nikki's feelings got hurt, guys. That's classic.
Yes. So definitely want to go into one more commercial break while I get it together, because I'm definitely getting hit up from all angles right now about what we were just talking about. So if the DJ is definitely ready, you know what I'm saying, for us to go into another track, he could definitely play that, because commercial breaks are the best. It gives me a chance to calm down and to really go off of what you guys are saying and stuff like that. So definitely, DJ, whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Let's go into this commercial break. You are rocking out with us on All Vibes Radio. Call us up, 347-857-4302. And we'll be back once the DJ notifies me.
Eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over. Your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you like I told all of them. What you say to me is just paper thin. Word. I'm not the kind of girl to try to play a man out. I take the money and the gears and break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama stole my body, I mean, every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them, and what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other, hurdles mumble jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Sucker, you missed. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off, grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precautions when choosing my mate. I do not touch until the third or fourth date. Then maybe your kiss on the fifth or sixth time to me. Cause a day without a kiss is so incomplete. And then maybe I let you play with my feet. You can suck the big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I tell you, 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 and all of you in the back and in the middle and the front. Yo, that's it, paper thin, word up. So like, check it out. DJ K Rock in the place to be.
Just pass me the Bell V. Shorty right there, uh-huh. drinking all the nice tea. Know she kinda drunk, uh-huh. but she really likes me. Them haters right there, uh-huh. trying to really spike me. I'm popping all these bottles, uh-huh. they can really bite me. I do the right thing like the boss Spike Lee. I stay flossed up, uh-huh. so you know I'm icy. Got the drinks on, glow mic, bag your wifey. Yo, she feeling kinda tipsy, now she wanna hype me. Watch my talk, hit her with incredible haul. Now she in my Lambo with that sexy wall. I had to bang her out quick, now she starting to talk. Let's get drunk. Come on.
That was definitely Let's Get Drunk by the Real Rampage. What you think about that song?
I love it. I was definitely back here like, okay, Mr. DJ, he trying to turn it up on All Bob's Radio and shit on the TV. Shout out to Brooklyn Black on the tracks. It was cool though. Shout out to the Real Rampage. I was digging it. I was really digging it.
And guess what? I just want to let everybody know, like, when it comes down to that person, like, I'm always have exclusive shit that you will never hear, only on All Vibes Radio. Definitely. Shout out to the Real Rampage and Team D-Freeze and Leo Design and everybody over there. And he definitely shows All Vibes mad love. Definitely going back into our topic. It's so funny because I don't know. Are you seeing the tweets? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Because we're definitely
I'm not even actually looking on Twitter right now because I just glanced and I was at like 200 and something mentions. So it's just no way. I'm not even gonna I will be spaced out for the rest of the episode. I'm not even gonna do this.
See, that's why I had to actually get on because my mentions was high on out too, but I'm definitely getting added together. What we were just talking about, you guys are so fucking hilarious. Shout out to y'all. Y'all keep me going. Like, y'all are so freaky. Y'all so nasty too. Like, the shit that y'all be talking. I wonder if y'all really about that life. Like, do y'all really, you know, are y'all really the type of niggas to fuck me up against the wall type shit? Like, cause I'm telling you, like, it be sounding so good via tweet. Like, it be looking so right when they put all the words together. But are you really about that lifestyle? Like, can you really do that? And shout out to Rain Poetry. Yo, I love her so much. And I'm definitely going to hear more about her because we're definitely teaming up to wet up all y'all niggas real quick. And we're going to do the damn thing. And she's just funny. She's like the dick across her lips, slap it all over and put it inside of her, like, all at the same damn time. So I definitely do feel you on that because rubbing the dick across the lips is so, like, I mean, to me, like, even though you're rubbing your dick across my lips, like, that, I don't know, like, it sounds like a sensation to me. Like, I get hype. Like, I think because, you know, I know that I'm allowed to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like a dog begging for a treat. Like, you can hold the piece of bacon in front of him and he can see it, he can smell it, he's just waiting for you to just throw that shit. You know, like, that's what that does to me. Rubbing his dick across the lips. Like, that's something that's definitely a big turn on in my book. So, definitely. Shout out to Rain and CEO. The new twubs over here has me cracking it up. Oh, shit. It is what the fuck it is, though. Like, that's another thing that you guys have to understand, too. Twitter is fucking Twitter. Like, mm-hmm. It is what it is. Like, it really is. Like, I always tell people, what I choose to show you is what the fuck I show you. You cannot take that and run with that as opposed to who I am. Like,
exactly.
I mean, you're talking. No, for real. Like, I mean, we talking all this shit and be holier than fucking Mother Teresa out there, mm-hmm. bitch. okay?
Exactly. Well, I'll definitely be saying what Twubbs is saying in a little bit. I know what it's going to be.
Twubbs is getting a little fresh, but he's definitely watching the BET Awards and listening to our show. So definitely shout out to CEO underscore Highlight. We fucks with you. Again, shout out to A1 Yobo. Am I saying that right?
Yes, A1 Yobo. That's my nigga. He is like one of our best via Twitter supporters. So shout out to him. He's cool. He's cool peeps.
Shout out also to Biggie Starks. I don't know who that is, but he just said, damn, how's your head game? Damn, that Abby got my dick hard. So, shout out to you. That's always a good thing to know. Like, that's cool. And I'm not, you know, my Abby to me, I mean, it's something light. It's something light. But if that's what it could do for you, then I guess I'm doing something right. So, shout out to Biggie Starks as well. Shout out to Taylor Ray 99. As well as, Miss Pussy Queen. She's basically going off that. I tweeted, I'm not gay, but I'll give it to a bad bitch. Got a lot of retweets on that, and shout out to Miss Pussy Queen, because she said that she could be that bitch for me, so, Miss Pussy Queen and shit, see what that's about. Then, shout out to Mr. Underscore So Ambitious as well. And definitely love all my Twitter followers. Like, I gotta show me so much love, and I can't wait to get on the radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays just to basically broadcast that and everything. So definitely shout out to them. And as well as, you know, you see, when we be talking so much shit, like, niggas is hitting me up like, Would you ever deal with Angel Love's tweets? I want to know. That's so funny. I'm not going to say the person's Twitter name because you're funny.
I'll see it in a minute. It's just so funny that's always, every time we say something, it's always the, y'all complete package. Ha, 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 ha. It's funny. So, yeah, I feel you on the it's funny thing. Like, niggas, you have your fantasy, you know, tweet about it. But 9 times out of 10, we not going to have it with you because you're either not my type or you're not her type. Because we like two different types of people. So
I need me a nigga from, let me tell you what I want. I want a nigga from the South. I told you, I gotta have a nigga from the South. I like shit talkers. Like, I don't know, that shit turns me the fuck on. Like, talking all that shit, you know, like, on the sideline and shit. Like, to where I gotta be like, shut the fuck up. What you said? I love that shit. But he gotta be from the South. He gotta be talking shit. He has to have a really big dick. And then on top of that, I like my niggas face down, mouth wide. So I like to fuck faces. So he gotta be able to, you know, and if that's not, like I told you, these niggas, they talk to you on Twitter, but they're not about that lifestyle. Like, they're really not, like, they'll say they are just to get a follow back and a mention and a shout out, but they're really not about that lifestyle. So this is what I like. I'm telling you, this is what I like. You gotta fit that. If you do not fit that, if your mouth is dry, your mouth don't get wet like that, you know, no matter how many times you lick your lips and shit, your mouth is still dry, then you're not the person for me. I like wet mouth. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. And everybody's like, she's like, what? Wet mouth,
wet,
yeah, like my
mouth
generate out of like saliva and shit. That should be all wet. That's what I like. And y'all are just so funny. I'm cracking up right now. Like, I can't even pay attention.
I'm not because you know how they had me last week, so I'm just not even gonna, like, I'll wait.
I'm telling you, like, I don't want no nigga from New York hitting me up. Mm-mm. Like, I don't want you guys. I'm trying to fuck with niggas from the South now, so preferably to, like, Texas.
Arkansas.
Oh, I got a lot of Texas followers, so I might have to swing them your way. I mean, they're a little, some of them are a little on the, you know, shout out to the Redboneville, but, you know, they're good people, and I think they might can give you what you need, because they might fit your criteria, because I got a lot of niggas from Texas and a lot of niggas from the South that, you know.
Shout out to Rainbow. She just said, though, we got, me and you and her, we got Ivy that makes the dicks grow. We got Ivy that makes niggas dicks grow. Shout out to Sam Spartan. He just said that me and you were holding it down for your boy. Shout out to at CEO_highlife. He just said, I ain't got to tell you I'm about this life. I have your head game. I'm going to have you and Angel of Peace on all fours in chain leashes, butt naked.
Let me tell you, you said you like your Southern niggas. I love my Southern niggas also. But all that, what you were saying, like that talking back shit, I don't like to play like that. So, like, that would just make me angry and shit. I like, the things that turn me on about guys, I'm a lips person. He has to have, like, sexy, soft lips. Of course, he has to be packing down there or we just not going to, like, enjoy each other. I like spontaneous sex. I like a nigga that has phantom, like, up to, like, the 10 fucking degree. Because if it's, like, 10 o'clock, you know, in the middle of the day and we're, like, doing grocery shopping, if I say, look, let's go fuck in the car, he needs to be ready. Like, hands down, like, ready. Like, I might want to have sex, like, you know, in the closet or over your house or some shit. Like, he needs to be on board. Ready, when I'm ready to go, he needs to be ready to go. He needs to be ready to go as long as I'm ready to go. Like, that's what it is. That's the kind of shit that turned me on. If my nigga is ready, when I'm ready, trust me, he'll be one happy nigga constantly.
I hear that, Angel. Definitely hear that. Definitely, high_life_ Leaf is tuned in to All Barbers Radio with us. Team Wet Mouth, ha, 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 ha. Thank you, friend. At least I know when I talk, people are listening. I'm telling you, I'm about to start a team called Team Wet Mouth. You got to have a wet mouth, though, to be on my team. If you don't, I'm telling you, this is just not the group for you. There's definitely groups out on Twitter that classify you and what you do. But if you don't have a wet mouth, like, don't hit me up, though. Don't hit me up.
Fooling. Straight fooling. I love it, though. I love it.
I do. And shout out to, like, I'm telling you, like, y'all need to, as freaky as y'all niggas are, like, I don't see why you guys don't go in on Freaky Fridays with me, Rant Poetry, and Angel of Peace, because, you know, like, don't, like, we're just tweeting, like, we could be tweeting lyrics from a song. Well, Rain's ass, she's a poet, this is what she does, so she's talking from the heart. She's really telling you what the fuck she would do to you, but I'm just saying, like, you know, and get involved. Like, instead of y'all doing hashtags about what these hoes out here twerking for, like, how about you get into a hashtag about something that you can relate to, like Freaky Friday?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Because, like, I've just seen that, like, this trendy topic comes across my timeline, like, 3 times a day. Like, hoes out here twerking for, like, somebody had the nerve to say, hoes out here twerking for the Krabby Patty secret formula.
You know what gets me about those type of timelines? It'd be the lamest ass niggas that want to be going in on that. And 9 times out of 10, like, they're fucking hoes themselves. So you're running around saying,
definitely.
You know, yeah, like, you're a fucking hoe. Like, shout out to the niggas who are hoes, like, who think that they can, like, fuck with any girl and every girl and just think that, you know, that's the life they're talking about living. And, I mean, we know a couple of male hoes ourselves. So shout out to them. They know who they are. We're not gonna say any names. So yeah, they can keep that trending topic, because a lot of them be hoes them goddamn selves. So he probably was twerking for that secret formula. Who does that?
Definitely shout out to the whole niggas. Definitely shout out to the whole niggas, because I mean, I guess you guys make it easier for people to find sex and to get laid, because you guys are hoes and it doesn't really take much to fuck with you because you don't have that much standards. But, you know, it's all about doing shit, but like I said again, like, safely and stuff like that. Like,
I mean, you know, people always ask me to, like, what is your definition of hoe? What's your definition of hoe?
My definition of a hoe is a person who, you know, who has no type of standards, like who would just have sex with anything and everybody. And it's just so, I mean, hey, I've met some people who just like sex. If you just like sex, it's cool. You know, like me, I'm into, like, you know, like the handcuffs and the sensual things and that third. But trust and believe, ain't no every nigga going to get that kind of treatment. So for me, it's like if every nigga, you give him the same treatment and it's just like you can't live without having sex, like, that's a problem with me. Like, if every day you have to have a different sexual partner, you're a fucking hoe. And every day you have to, like, broadcast how many people you sleep with, you know, on a everyday basis, like, there's nothing else you can talk about. You have whole tendencies to me. Like, I'm sorry, somebody has to tell you the truth. Light bulb, newsflash, like, you need to, like, you're a hoe. If everybody in the neighborhood has had some type of sexual contact with you, and it's just like, oh, who, her? Yeah, I got her, too. Like, you're a fucking hoe. I mean, to each, you know, so it is what some hoes make a living out of being a hoe. Hey, mama, get your money. That's how you get your money, being a hoe.
That's what I'm saying. I like hoes to put a price on it because then at the end of the day, you can be like, you a hoe, but she can be like, yeah, niggas, I'm a hoe, but my bills is paid, bitch. You know,
so,
like,
shout out to those. I mean, it is what it is.
Shout out to hoes because they make the world go round. They do. Make the fucking world go round, all you nasty hoes.
And they keep the dirty niggas away from the good women like myself and you. So thank you. You have made life a little bit easier weeding through the trash. Thank you. So shout out to you.
Definitely do. I want to shout out to the real M. Dala. Real M. Dala, he holds me down all the time. He basically wanted me to let everybody know, I want to shout out the real M. Dala, Auntie Diamond said, at Sin Marley, at Marley East, I am Sunny Smith, and the whole Auntie Diamond, I guess, crew. Also, at Special Music, look out for the hashtag ADMG mixtape, a new mixtape from Auntie, and shout out to all his fans. You know, he has a lot of them. Y'all need to go follow Real M. Dala. He's about his shit. He's an artist. He got, like, over 17,000 followers. He has all his links up there. M. Dala Television. He's actually doing the damn thing. He does support me. He's the one who shout out my show like 20 times today. So shout out to the real M. Dala all day, every day. Definitely want to support him and what he does, because he definitely supports me and us and what we do. Shout out to Rain Poetry. We got her panties wet right now. She's soaking. Take him off, Rain. Off. Take him off. As well as CEO High Life, he's just too funny. And Ray Ray, I see you. You like to eat pussy. That's what's up. Eat that shit good, though. Like, don't be talking all this shit on my Twitter, trying to get me to, you know, hit you in the DM. And
you should be trying.
You know how that goes. I'm just saying. We out here going hard. You got to basically pull them at their own game. But again, shout out to Roxy Blue. Shout out to the real Amethyst. Like, I'm telling you, you said that you have 200 mentions. Like, I can't even get to everybody that I want to get to. Shout out to Body Morrison. You already know. He's sending out mad love. He's loving the show right now. He said we're going in. That's what it is. Shout out to Carlos Rashad. Baby, where you at? Why haven't you called me up yet? Like, you know I'm always waiting to hear from you, Rashad. Like, you know you're one to get my panties wet when you do sing. You have a beautiful voice. And shout out to you because you're tuning in. I know you fuck with me hard. You're telling everybody how I'm going in right now. So shout out to Carlos Rashad. Definitely I'm trying to get him to be on this All Barbs mixtape because he definitely has a really good voice. And a lot of people that's been hitting us up, Angel, are like, you know, rappers, and he's one that does both, so he can, you know, sing as well as spit. And I definitely shout out to Carlos Rashad. He's one of our biggest supporters as well. And
Rain Poetry ship right now. So everybody too, like y'all need to go follow our Rain Poetry. Hit her up. She's getting bucket naked via timelines. Follow her, follow her, follow her. She definitely has that erotica G right there. Well, again, she can get your dick hard by fucking telling by humming. That's how that Rain goes in, Rain goes in. She can just come on and be like, start moaning and shit, sound like a little cat. And if you know niggas, dick is hard. They gotta fucking put the phone down. They're jerking off. You hear dicks beating up against phones and shit. Shout out to Rain. Like, I'm trying to get like her one day. For real. Shout out to her. I also wanted to ask you too. So, are you down for like, you know, have you ever had like a? We always talk about, you know, one night stands. I know you had a couple. So you say you had a couple, but have you ever like been involved in like a threesome or like a foursome or a fivesome? Nigga, damn, like a sixsome. Have you ever been in an orgy?
I've never had a threesome, but I will say, hashtag to my future husband, you will be a very happy man, because that will be one benefit. Whoever I will marry will get to experience that with me, because that's one thing that I said I will always give whoever I marry the opportunity to choose one female for us to have a threesome with. But that's a one-time deal only, because I'm selfish. So shout out to whoever my future husband is gonna be.
Shout out to your future husband, because he'll be a happy man that you do give him that. And make sure that you let him know, like, make sure you're really big and clear on, you know, if you are gonna have rules and regulations to this whole threesome, that, you know, everything is on the open. Because you know. Those things are, they're supposed to be for fun and supposed to be, you know, to open up the relationship, but then sometimes it could be for the worst, you know. Next thing you know, somebody's calling somebody just a little bit too much or not with the other person on the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody might get hit up cursing, like, so what you doing today without so-and-so, like, can I just meet up with you? And that's not how it was when it started out. So definitely if you guys are going to be involved in threesomes and orgies and shit, make sure, like, you know, and if you are dealing with somebody you love and care for, make sure, like, you know, the respect is there.
Exactly. I definitely agree. I think, you know, with a lot of relationships, people just have to understand that sex and love should just be a happy moment. So whatever pleases that couple, you know, it should just be open with that couple. You know, I never knock swingers. I never knock people and what they do in their relationship. If it's working for them and they're happy, you know, big ups. You know what I'm saying? Like, sex should be enjoyable. It should be exciting. It should be adventurous, you know. When your significant other thinks of sex, like, instantly they should be thinking of you and thinking of all the great experience they have had with you. Like, you should be, like, my man should be the reason why my pussy get wet at night. Like, when my man hears my voice, like, he should instantly get a hard on or instantly have some kind of nasty thought
through
his mind.
Exactly,
like, that's how it should be. So, you know, for all the couples that embrace the freedom of sex, big shout out to you, because I'm definitely a supporter on, you know, like, free spirits and, like, you know, just being in the moment and being in love with whomever your partner is, you know, whoever that may be, just enjoying them for, you know, what they are and just enjoying sex, because sex is such a beautiful, beautiful thing between two people, especially when it's done right.
I'm trying to, maybe that's what I love sex so much to, like, do it, you know what I'm saying? I got to do it. It got to happen. I love sex so fucking much that, like, but I have to learn how to relax more. And, you know, I've been sitting back taking notes because I'm such a sexual person. Like, I love to, like, it sounds vulgar, but I love to fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and we're all grown here that's listening. I hope to the age of 18 tuning into our show, because this is definitely talk right here. But I'm gonna be big on sex, and I have to relax more, because I want to share, you know, something that goes on with me, like, none, like the people that, and I'm damn, and you know, I'm not trying to shut anybody down, you know, for all the niggas, you know, for my ex that is tuning in or whatever, like, but you already know, like, none of these niggas out here has really, like, gave me, like,
that orgasm, like, during sex, like, you know what I'm saying, that I long for. Like, I know what it feels like. I've had it done orally, you know. That's why I'm so big on head, because, like I get my blissful, like, my best orgasms through it, because, like, during the sex, maybe it's a connection thing, you know, like, I don't get to reach it during that, but, you know, I'm waiting for, and this is what I'm saying, like, if you're going to talk about it, you got to be about it, because mm-hmm. it's enough shit that I hear, that I see a day, that will probably make me bust off the instant, but when it comes down to the do, like, nigga, I thought that you said that you can make me fucking come four times, and I didn't even come once.
Yes,
like, what happened?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What happened? And because I know niggas take a real offense when you don't make them come. You don't make them come. They're upset. They're angry. They are going to suck another bitch. And they hope that you understand that shit, because they have to get this fucking out of. Like, they get really angry when they don't bust. You know what I'm saying? So I believe, like, you know, you should treat the females the same way, because I'm one to get very aggravated, especially when I've anticipated this shit for so long. Like, I just gotta let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But also too, ladies, like, get in tune with your, you know, with yourself too, because I'm telling you, like, I'm really learning, and everything that I learn, I'm gonna share it, because, like, it's good knowledge, you know. I'm actually learning from the person I'm actually tweeting right now, and I was reading poetry, like, it's like my big sister, like my homie, like. So glad that God has been able to, like, put me in her life, because I'm a mini version of her, and she'll tell you, like, Nikki is like me, like, a couple of years ago. Like, that's just it. And we're both very sexual people, and we're very blunt and upfront. Like, I'll tell you what I want. Like, sometimes it takes too long for you to figure out how I like it and what I want, and that's time being wasted. Like, I'm going to let you know what it is. And she talks about sex all the time, and she basically teaches me a lot. So shout out to you again. And I'm really, when I'm telling you, like, I'm looking for that nigga to fucking make me be like, oh, like, oh, Marion, like, oh, I'm waiting for that. And if you happen to be on Twitter, you know, holla at me. Try to start some conversation with me or something. Let's talk about the Yankees or the skies being blue.
Nigga said the Yankees.
Put that in there some way, somehow, like, you know, so you know I could fuck you, know I could fuck you good, right? Like, you know, it is what it is, though. Like, and that's another thing, too, like, ladies, we, like, stop acting so fucking modest. Like, stop acting so fucking shy. Like, yeah, a lot of females think about sex sometimes, I believe, more than men do. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know I do. I think about that shit almost every hour on the hour. Like, a new thought comes into my head, or a new position comes into my head every hour. Like, something related to sex. Like, you know, like, sometimes you may just get that urge. Like, you know, a lady needs to start keeping it 100. And maybe men will know how to better categorize you, too. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they won't have to feel the need to play so many games with you, because they really don't know how to approach you on certain situations. But if you keep mm-hmm. it 100, always remember to respect yourself. But just be, you know, keep it 100. I like honesty. I like for my nigga to be like, you know, damn it, like, I can't wait to get home and eat that pussy. Like, you know, I've been tasting that shit from this morning. Like, I got to get home to dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool. Shit that you just can't say to everybody. But
right.
start expressing yourself, because, you know, you may never know how far you might get with a person, or, you know, you might come to find out that person may be, like, too sexually much for you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had a dude tell me, you know, his girlfriend, like, she's like, damn, Tish, I loved her, like, you know, I liked her, but, like, I have a high sex drive, and she couldn't keep up with it. So that's why the relationship passed. And that's sad that she had everything going for her. She cooked clean. She had a job. She was responsible. You know, they had interest. You know, he loved her. But because she could not keep up with his sex drive, you know, he had to let her go, because if not, he would have stepped out on his relationship where he did not want to disrespect her. So he respected, you know, respectfully removed himself from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Like, you know, like,
I think for me, the one thing that I say stands out, because I get that all the time. I get the what guys can do to me, this, that, there. So to me, like, that doesn't turn me on. Like, the guy that gets me, that gets my, like, I wonder, is the guy who's real laid back and low key with his shit. Like, those are the kind of guys that turn me on. Like, you can tell me all day long via Twitter how you're going to fuck me, how you're going to suck me, but I'm reading these tweets like, nigga, please. The nigga who's going to get my attention is the nigga who, you know, I'm not expecting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're just chatting or whatever the case may be, and then it's just like, wow, really? That's how you feel? Like, dope? Because I'm an Aquarius, so I love surprises. Like, I love to be surprised. I love to be caught off guard. I like, those are the kind of niggas that really, like, that really catch my eye. Like, the type of niggas that, you know, don't broadcast how good they are, but then we may have a sexual encounter, and I'm just like, you were hiding this from me, you know? Like, that's the kind of shit, you know, that turns me on. And I'm like you, I've never had that one that, you know, I'm just constantly like, oh, my God, this nigga has the best dick ever. I've never experienced it, you know, and I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, he just has never crossed my path. And I'm waiting. I'm pretty sure he's out there. You know, it is what it is. I have a very weird sexual appetite. So for the guy who takes that challenge, you better be prepared. You better be prepared to experience some shit. You better be prepared to open up your mind, because that's the kind of shit that turns me on, you know. So, and a lot of guys can't. They just want to, like you said, you like to fuck. I like to experience. Like, I just don't want to be like, fuck me, let's, we're done. No, I want to experience the whole fucking thing. I want to hear you breathe. I want to smell you. I want to touch you. I want to taste you. I want to experience the whole fucking thing. So for that nigga that's out there, yeah, I'm waiting. I'm watching. I'm listening. And it is what it is. Like, I haven't found him yet. And until I do, I will never have that ultimate experience. I haven't had it.
Yes, I like to scream, like, I like to be loud, like, I love to just, like, yes, make me, I like to curse, too, while I'm getting, like, if you're fucking me, I'm gonna be like, yes, fuck me, oh, like, I like to just be myself, like, so, yes, I be definitely looking for a nigga to satisfy that, like, so, I'm a freak, so, I like to get nasty, I like it to be hot, I like to get sweaty, like, I like to just, you know, give it to a nigga and have him give it to me, and I want it to be where, like, we do not have no energy, like, I have no energy to even fucking pull the covers back over me to just fucking go to sleep, like, you gotta do it for me, because I'm drained, I'm physically drained. I definitely do, and I'm freaks. Like, hit me up, please. Just hit me up, because I'm grown and I'm ready to, you know, experience that. Like, niggas is getting older, and before I start getting like arthritis and shit in my knees, my hands, my back.
I love
and shit.
It.
Come on, like, hit me up. But that's, oh my gosh, like, I haven't even realized that, like, we only have like 3 minutes. I'm sorry, left of the show. Three minutes.
I'm sure the listeners are heartbroken because they're learning so much about our freaky side tonight.
Yes. They definitely learn. Let's see how much you got over like 200 messages to get back to in the field, but definitely. I love you guys so much. You guys, I do this for you. Don't ever be afraid to call me, to tweet me, you know, to hit me up. Like, I'm here. Like, I'm telling you, y'all need to get at me now. While y'all really should get in my mentions, because once I get like 2 more, 4 more, 5 more thousand people follow me, and I get that verified check, and I have somebody else running my account, y'all gonna be sorry, like, for real. And shout out to everybody that got things going on. Like you said, underscore gorgeous be bad. You know, she's trying to go for this 106 and Park hosting. Good luck to her on that. Good luck to everybody that's having a pool party. Prince of your city, who's having a pool party coming up.
come to Patron, CEO High Life, you know, anybody that's doing things, you know, I always say me closing out is, you know, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say. Be you, motherfucker. Be you, be you. Be bold. Do what you can. Never give up. And if you need it, just holler at Nikki. Like, I'm here for support and everything. And I just have, you know, Black, she's not with us, but she definitely always says, you know, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tools. Ladies, don't fall for this scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. And if there's anything that you would like to say, boss, you know, you have a minute. Do it.
I just want to say life's a bitch. Karma has fucked her. Do you, be you, be strong, be beautiful. Beauty is not only face surface, it's a way of life. I'm always down for supporting my musicians and the artists. Like I said, I do this for the love of music. Hit me up at Angel Love Tweets. I am Boss Barbs, and I love you guys for tuning in with us. And big shout out to my DMV family and all my All Barbs Movement family. We love you, and we'll see you Thursday. Have a good night.
Good night. Mwah.
Initiating shutdown sequence.